Today, Nepal's monarch, King Gyanendra, appointed a new cabinet, ignoring the international outcry over his dramatic moves yesterday. He fired his government, took power himself, and declared a state of emergency. The United States and others have called the situation a setback to democracy, and as NPR's Philip Reeves reports, it's also creating anxiety in Nepal's capital.
Visitors had to knock hard to be allowed in to the locked headquarters of Nepal's largest political party today. And once inside, there was no one to visit. Most of the officials from the Nepali Congress Party had, said the watchman, been arrested by the army. 42 of them in all, he claimed, though he said the top brass were only under house arrest. The party's been swept up in the latest clampdown by Nepal's monarch, King Gyanendra, who this week coupled firing the government with suspending a number of laws protecting basic civil rights, including free expression. Yet the new restrictions don't deter Nepalese like Bawanda Gurung from openly airing their view of the monarch's latest move. It's not the right move for the king to sack the government, he says. At first glance, the streets of Nepal's capital, Kathmandu, seem normal today, despite the kingdom's political crisis. The country's elite were out on the capital's golf course, enjoying the cool breeze wafting down from the surrounding Himalayas, as if nothing had happened. Markets were open. The city centre was bustling. Closer inspection, though, revealed clumps of soldiers with riot shields discreetly stationed at road junctions and army trucks rumbling through the city streets. Nepal's no stranger to political tension. For some 9 years, this small, mountainous country has endured a civil war between the government and Maoist insurgents that's left an estimated 11,000 people dead. Yet the failure to deal with the Maoists, who control much of Nepal's countryside, was one of the main reasons King Gyanendra gave for sacking the government. Some Nepalese, like Resan Gurung, a security guard, believe the king's latest move is only making matters worse.
If the people came out to the streets, they'll burn all these things. We have to face the problem. They're not getting salary, food. That's the main problem.
He says Nepalese don't want to return to the days of an autocratic monarch.
They were angry because they all want democracy, no? They're in favor of multi-party democracy, and they want freedom. They want to live freely.
Despite the crisis, the music plays on in Kathmandu's fashionable Tamil district. Businessmen here complain that Nepal's political parties, now frozen out of government, were corrupt and inept anyway. And they say they're also tired of the disruption caused by the many strikes called by the Maoists. Even so, the king's move, says bookseller Shambhu Dangal, has been highly inconvenient.
No mobile service, no telephone, no cable, no internet, no email, nothing else. Everything communication has been taken by government.
But in the end, he says, he supports the king. So does this 27-year-old shop worker called Suwag. He evades questions about the king's new restrictions on people's civil rights, but makes clear that he's sick of war.
We are people, just normally people. That's why we have to, we need just peace. We need peace. We want peace.
It's a sentiment echoed by many Nepalese, as they pray for an end to a war that many analysts believe is unwinnable by either side. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Kathmandu.